Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I am Femi Ebebfe, hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader that saw the Seahawks destroy the Texans and the Lions beat the Buccaneers. So the favorites cover again, as it was a very chalky week 7 in the NFL. You get the Lions covering as a 6-point favorite, and of course the Seattle Seahawks covering as a 3-point favorite. But let's go ahead and get into the Heisman Trophy betting market, because I think this week, I don't think there's like an interesting bet to be made, or maybe there could be. Maybe there will be one once we talk this out here, but I do believe it's a very fascinating pivot point in the Heisman Trophy betting market, because we are now at the halfway point in college football and we're about to start getting into November. And that's when people really start to think about who's the most outstanding player in college football. And I think the betting market might have some of these guys wrong and definitely has some of these guys right. So let's start with the favorite here. Actually, before we get into the favorite, I want to bring up the Heisman straw poll from The Athletic. And actually, like, let's take this back a little bit, because there is something that's interesting to be gleaned from previous Heisman straw polls from prior seasons. So this year, the Heisman straw poll for this week tells us that Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback, is once again your Heisman front runner. Mendoza got 14 of the first place votes, 6 second place votes, 2 third place votes. But Mendoza is the front runner according to The Athletic. And The Athletic has about 20-some people, writers, people who could be voters, also like editors and stuff, like kind of like voters or voter-adjacent folks, people who are like-minded with the massive voting block that is the Heisman Trophy. Like, I think like thousands of people have votes for some reason for the Heisman. Like, I don't understand why, but like, I'm sure there's people who don't even watch college football on the regular who have votes for the Heisman Trophy. But hey, the Heisman Trust wants to give out that many votes to get a cross-section of America, by all means. But Fernando Mendoza led the Heisman straw poll for a second consecutive week. Number 2 was Alabama's Ty Simpson, who is the favorite right now over at BetMGM. He is plus 300 to win the Heisman Trophy, where we make it legendary. Third in the Heisman straw poll from The Athletic is Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. Pavia was around 11th last week, but Vanderbilt went ahead and beat LSU this past Saturday, and Pavia is back near the top of the Heisman straw poll. Fourth is Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, and then fifth is Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin. Now, it's so interesting because you look at the betting market, and these guys are featured on the betting market near the top of the odds board, and we'll get into the betting aspect of it, but I want to take a stroll down memory lane and take a look at where we sat in this particular week last year, and for that matter, the last 4 years, to see where the Heisman Trophy, the eventual winner, was in late October. So last season, around this time, October 22nd, 2024, this is from The Athletic's Heisman straw poll. Your leader at that time was Boise State running back Ashton Gentry. He led the poll. Travis Hunter, was third in the poll. He was behind Jenty and Cam Ward. Those were the top two this time last year. Hunter had only one first place vote this time last year. He ended up winning the Heisman Trophy in a very narrow race over Ashton Jenty. 2 years ago, so October 24th, 2023, Michael Penix Jr. was your Heisman front runner with the Athletic straw poll. Penix was one, Marvin Harrison Jr. was second, and then the eventual winner, Jaden Daniels, was third with six first-place votes. So Hunter was third, Jaden Daniels was third. October 25th, 2022, Hendon Hooker was your Heisman straw poll leader, as he had 35 first-place votes. This poll was taken after Tennessee beat Alabama in that crazy game a few years ago. They stormed the field. It was wild. Everyone had Hendon Hooker fever. And then he had to go to face Georgia between the hedges. And nobody cared about Hendon Hooker after that. But Hooker was one. Stroud was two. Blake Corum, the Michigan running back, was three. Caleb Williams, your eventual winner, he was seventh in that Heisman straw poll on October 25th, 2022. And in 2021, your leader at this time on October 19th, was Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral, who had 33 first-place votes. Second was Kenneth Walker out of Michigan State. And then third was the eventual winner, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. So I say all that to say this. Once we get to this point in the season, you need to be on the poll, and preferably you want to kind of be in like that top five, top three. I mean, Hunter was third, Daniels was third, Bryce Young was third, Caleb Williams was seventh. But like, you want to be somewhere on the poll. And some of these guys who are very high up in the odds board do not register on the poll whatsoever. Like Texas A&M quarterback Marcell Reed, who right now over at BetMGM is 10-1. Heck of a game this past Saturday. They beat Arkansas, had a big time stats. But when you look at the totality of his season, his numbers are rather pedestrian in comparison to Heisman Trophy winners. He's 35th in the country in QBR. That's not going to win you the Heisman Trophy. And I get it. He's a quarterback on an elite Power 4 team, Texas A&M minus 550 to make the CFP. Like, I get all that. But the voters just don't believe he's a candidate. They don't. He did not get a first, second, or third place vote in the Heisman straw poll. That's not to say that he can't win, and it's not to say that voters can't change their mind, because as we know across all sports, the voting bloc is typically fickle and very reactionary to what they just last saw, but they just last saw Marcell Reed have a really good game against Arkansas, and they said, you know what, we're good, we don't really care. Now, he has marquee spots on deck, like at LSU this Saturday. That'll be a night game at 7:30 Eastern. They're at Missouri later on this year, and they close out the regular season at Texas, which will be a massive game as those two teams face off for just, I think, the third time in like the last, like, what, like 20 years or whatever it is, through the conference realignment. Like, that'll be a big game. I just don't think that it's going to be enough for him to get into the conversation. Other guys, which breaks my heart, like Dante Moore, he's 14-1. Yeah, he's not going to be winning the Heisman Trophy. The voters don't care anymore. The game against Indiana was bad, and I think that people have just moved on from Dante Moore. Gunnar Stockton, who is second in the country in QBR, they just don't care. He's at 12-1. He's on a bye week. Would never bet him. Did not show up on the Heisman straw poll. Like, those are guys that I would just cross off in terms of thinking about what they can do. Now, the guys that you want to keep in mind, and these are the guys that I think are ultimately going to win, are the guys in the top three right now in the straw poll. Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Diego Pavia. I actually think the winner is coming from one of those three guys. And I have nothing on any of them, which sucks. Because I was loaded up on Maiava. I had some Dante Moore. I even bet Demond Williams, who did not play well against Michigan. But that was a flyer, 100-1. You know, you don't have to twist my arm to bet that. But it's not going to happen. So Ty Simpson's the favorite. And Alabama this Saturday will be laying 12.5 against South Carolina, a big favorite in the game, and they have plenty of marquee spots on deck. Home against LSU, home against Oklahoma, at Auburn for the Iron Bowl, and if they win all those games, the SEC title game at the end of the season. Now, Ty Simpson's stats are good, not great, as he's 12th in QBR with 82.6. The good thing that he has going for him is that he is the quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide. That carries a lot of weight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And the media, right or wrong, believe that he is a legitimate Heisman Trophy contender. He is a legitimate candidate, as he was second in the Athletic straw poll, but was first in On3's Heisman poll this week. So, like, Ty Simpson is right there with Fernando Mendoza as a guy who can win this award. The flaw for Simpson is that I don't know what the narrative is for him. Like, the other two guys in this group of people who I think can win, which is Simpson and Pavia and Mendoza. Like, Mendoza and Pavia have a clear narrative, which we'll get into here shortly. Simpson, it's just, hey, you're really good and you're Alabama's quarterback. Like, I don't know, even though he's going to be playing in these big games, what the catch is to captivate the voters. Now, guy like Diego Pavia, if you will, like, Pavia's got a really nice narrative, you know? Like, he is the face of Vanderbilt football, and Vanderbilt feels like they're on a magic carpet ride. I know they lost head-to-head to Ty Simpson in Alabama, and that should matter, and I think right now it does matter, but the longer we get away from that game, the less I think it matters. And Vanderbilt this Saturday is a 2.5-point home favorite against Missouri. Vandy Mizzou, not usually your big game, but both teams are ranked in the top 15, so it is a big game. But what really is the cherry on top of the sundae is that College Game Day will be in Nashville for this game. And for those of you who obviously have watched College Game Day, I'm assuming that's everyone who's listening and watching this show. You've at least seen some version of College Game Day. If not, like, it's kind of crazy, to be quite honest. But, like, you know what's going to happen this Saturday. This is going to be a Diego Pavia commercial on College Game Day. And everyone loves this dude. I was watching College Game Day last Saturday, and they were talking to Diego Pavia while he was warming up for his game against LSU. Like, he is one of the big stories in college football. You want to talk about narrative? How about taking Vanderbilt to the college football playoff? Now, the only flaw in Pavia's candidacy is that, one, like, they've already lost the game, which is unfortunate, but you can overcome that. But two, Vandy is plus 225 to make the CFP. Like, that's a decent-sized underdog to make the CFP. And the reason why they are that is because the schedule is tough. You know, it's a coin flip game at home against Mizzou, and then it's at Texas, and then at Tennessee as a couple of more marquee games. The Tennessee game, the last game of the regular season. But I will say this. If Vanderbilt can win on Saturday and then beat either Texas or Tennessee, and let's say they go 10-2 and make the CFP, I actually think Pavia will win the award if that happens, just because people are captivated by him. Like, I think everyone loves Pavia. His stats are really good, 7th in QBR. People are obsessed with this story. And the way that Pavia loses is if they just lose all these marquee games and they go 9-3. But if they go 10-2, I think Pavia is going to win the award. But it's still an underdog to happen, so I'm not really saying that you need to jam 11-1. But, like, if you said, I have no money in the market and I want to bet on a decent long shot, Diego Pavia is your guy at 11-1. Now, I haven't mentioned a guy that was a really big mover in the market, but not necessarily in the straw poll, and that's Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin. Now, they're on bye week, so I would never recommend betting this guy on a bye week, but Sayin right now is plus 400. He's extremely efficient, and he's the quarterback of the best team in the country. Sayin's problem is that I don't think people believe he's the most outstanding player in college football. And the story with the Ohio State Buckeyes, who are the best team, and they're minus 5,000 to make the CFP. They're like off the board to make the CFP. The story with Ohio State is their defense. That's the story. and how Matt Patricia and Caleb Downs and Arvell Reese and all these guys have been putting the clamps on everyone. The most points they've allowed all season is 16. Like, I don't think whether it's Sayin or Jeremiah Smith or Carnell Tate, like, these guys aren't the story. The story is the defense. So while Ohio State is dominant, I don't think the plus 400 price is justified just based on how people are thinking about Sayin and how they're talking about Sayin when it comes to the Heisman Trophy. All right, on the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Monday Night Football doubleheader that saw the Lions beat the Bucks and the Seahawks beat the Texans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.